This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today, and we're talking about the residual from All-Star Weekend. Draymond Green was all over your TV screen, and he was all over social media and over the internets, if you will, and he thinks this Warrior team is going to win a championship this year. He thinks they can, and he's made it clear. In fact, he made it so clear that they asked Steph about what he thought about Draymond saying they could do it.
I'm excited. We got Draymond on the telecast, guaranteeing we're winning a championship. I love expectations and having something to play for, so he's lighting the fire for sure. But, you know, all jokes aside, I think we finished the last four games 3-1, and we have a lot to figure out still. And I think 27 games or so left to make a push. All we want is to get into a playoff series and have a fighting chance to, you know, be a tough out and against anybody in the West. And we have a good opportunity in front of us to do that. So I'm looking forward to the challenge. And it's basically a playoff game every single night. And that usually brings the best out of you.
Here's my question. And there's no ill intent with this question. Draymond Green either believes what he's saying or he doesn't, but that to me is secondary. Why do you think he said it? Why do you think Draymond spent the weekend telling anyone who will listen that they're going to win a title? And he talked about it to the extent that Steph Curry referenced it and seemed to acknowledge that Draymond's got something going on with wanting to light a fire. But what do you think was the reason Draymond said it? Or do you think he just kind of said it without giving it a lot of thought?
I mean, Jimmy Butler, that's the reason. You know, they got right. They got a player they believe is an alpha, you know, a 1A to Steph. And when you have that kind of talent on your team, you got action. Like, you know, the Warriors legitimately, you know, their most realistic path is like through, let's say, a 7. Well, you got a guy who's taken a 7 seed to an NBA Finals. You've got a guy that's upset, has helped upset multiple, you know, playoff series when he was with Miami. Like, it's because of Jimmy Butler. But overall, I think Draymond did it because of expectation. Like, he's putting expectation on the Warriors. And expectation in sports is something that breeds like pressure-filled entertainment. And more often than not, Steph is somebody who's rose to the occasion right. in those kind of environments. So whether Draymond Green is doing the talking that Steph and Jimmy are probably going to have to walk, like Draymond will be a part of it, obviously, I think he feels pretty comfortable doing that. And now he's got two guys that can walk the walk.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we talk about the Warriors' championship pedigree. Jimmy Butler doesn't have a title, but to me, he's a player that is as close to having championship pedigree as you can have without having won a title. I mean, it feels to me like he has the respect of everybody in the league. All the players think that he's a heck of a player. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. So let's just take me, for example.
Matt's done,
Matt. I've talked about the Warriors forever. Do I think they're done winning titles? I do. Did I think they were going to win in 2022? No, I didn't. So I'm here talking about the Warriors. You know, maybe they should start to rebuild or look to the future. And it's clear they did the opposite of that. They look to right now. And so, like, this is the thing about Draymond. He's not an idiot. He's really smart basketball-wise. And now I'm thinking to myself, can they? Like, can they? Can they really make the playoffs and win four rounds? No, they can't. Can they? You know what I mean? No, they can't. No, it's out of the question. They're too old. Can they? Like, for the first time, I'm actually thinking, well, Steiny, what if they do? What if, you know, like, what if they can do it? It's not outside the realm of possibility. And so, if I'm thinking that way, I got to believe Warrior fans are thinking that way. And you want to talk about drumming up some excitement, Evan, for the second part of the, you know, last third of the season. I mean, I don't know who is as excited as Warrior fans, because what they're going to, they expect to see something different these last 27 games in the first, you know, 55.
Yeah, well, you have to. I mean, and that's why, like, as much as Draymond, again, he talks out of his keister more than most, but he knows what he's doing, or at least he thinks he knows what he's doing. And if you're a fan of the Warriors, you should be excited about him saying that. Whether you think that he's wrong, or he doesn't know what he's talking about, or he's a crazy person, he should be institutionalized, you should be excited hearing that. Because even if he's tricking himself into believing it, it means he didn't believe it before. He didn't believe it before the deadline. He did not think that this team could win a title before the deadline.
Right.
And you talked about it before the break, and I think it's true. Like, this has the don't let us win a bleeping championship energy to it. And he's one for one.
Yeah.
So, I have my doubts. I have my reservations about how far this team can go, because we were talking about, could they win a round? You know, could they sneak into the second? Could they get a favorable matchup? And he's just like, nope, we're actually Neil Armstrong. We're going to the moon. Like, we're going to win a title this season. And that's who Draymond Green is. And I just feel like hearing that on All-Star Weekend, with Draymond essentially being the mouthpiece for right. the Warriors, like, that was the most exciting or entertaining thing to come out of the weekend. Like, Draymond Green was the star of the show on Sunday. Right. It wasn't the players, or even Curry won MVP. Draymond Green has got a head coaching offer. He's guaranteeing a championship. And everybody from Lakeham to Curry is kind of on board with it. So it's like, let's go. Let's ride.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. As a Warrior fan, how optimistic do you feel about the next 27 games? And the other thing I was thinking about, I know we got a lot of listeners out there that have other favorite teams than the Warriors, and that's the other thing, Evan, I was just thinking about is, you know, this was a showcase national game. Draymond Green's, you know, he's actually talking to every fan of any NBA team. You know what I mean? He's not broadcasting it to the Bay Area only. He basically told the entire league, we're going to win the championship. And I also thought, what do you, if you're a If you're in Boston,
what are you doing?
Do you laugh at that? If you're a Boston Celtic fan or a Denver Nugget fan, or do you recalibrate? Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm thinking, can they? That's my thing now, because I didn't think they could. I still have my doubts, but man, they are really setting the table for something great, possibly. That, and they don't have to do this if they don't. They don't have to say this.
Well, and that's why I also don't think, from a PR standpoint, like, it's not a bad move to say it, because no one believed you could do it anyways,
right?
So it's not as if he's a content. Like, if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander this weekend said, "We're gonna win the championship," there's a lot of pressure to do that for them because, number one, they've never done it before. Number two, they're the best team in the league. Statistically, they're having one of the greatest seasons in NBA history. There's a lot of pressure on that. I think Draymond he's playing with house money at this point. They weren't expected to win the fourth championship. He's got the rest of his money. He's on TNT. His life is set. He's feeling good. All-Star Games in his city this weekend with his guy, Steph. Like, there's no better time to say something like that. And I don't necessarily look at it as a shot to the rest of the league, because you're right. Tatum's who's in that building, Durant's who's in that building, or, you know, Donovan Mitchell's in that building, or probably like, yeah, well, that's Draymond talking. You know, I think even Dalton Connect was asked about Draymond's comments about the rising stars playing on Sunday. And he just goes, yeah, I mean, that's Draymond. That's what he does. He talks.
Yeah.
But don't let them win a championship. Like, do not let them win this title. And that kind of feeling, that vibe has been, it's been gone for the last 2.5 years.
Right, and that's the way I feel. That it's kind of been gone, and they, you know, I've always thought the fans have been, what do I want to say? You know, fans are less realistic, let's say, than owners and GMs and stuff like that, I feel like. And I just feel like the fans have been holding on to this dynasty and holding on to the possibility of a fifth ring, as the Warriors front office and management team realizes that they're getting further and further away from a title. But here we are at the All-Star game now, after they acquired Jimmy Butler, and now they are talking championship again. So I feel like they're flipping the script a little bit on the media and the fans, and saying, you better not think of us as a 9 or 10 seed, because you guys all know what can happen when we get in there. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Miguel in Hayward. What's going on, Miguel? How you doing, man?
You're like a good man. You're like, I'm excited with Draymond Green said on the weekend. Like, I was trying to call you guys yesterday, but I was too tired from work. But yeah, man, I'm happy with Draymond Green said on live TV, because, you know, if you mean something, you know, you want to tell the whole world that you're going to do it, you're going to do it. And, you know, like, pretty much, you know, when he made that comment, no NBA superstar went on Twitter, online, and even said anything. So, you know, having Jimmy Buckets on the Warriors team now, it's a good thing for the Warriors and for the fans. Now, you know, when I watch a game, like, I'm so excited to watch a game. So, you know, I'm just praying that Draymond Green is not wrong about the championship, and let's get that fifth championship. And thank you guys for taking my call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, the All-Star game was obviously in San Francisco, and Draymond was a big part of it, and he had a huge platform, and he said a bunch of things over the weekend that were interesting, or that raised some eyebrows. But what he said about the Warriors, to me, I don't know. I didn't see it coming, and
I don't think anybody did.
No.
And it sounds like this was his plan the entire time, like, whether it was predetermined that he was going to go on TV and say that. To be fair to him, He told everybody the entire weekend. Mentioned the Amex story. That was at a tech summit the day before he went on television on Sunday. I have to imagine at one of the many parties that he was probably privy to and present at, he's telling people, like, dude, we got action. Like, this team is not dead. You know, don't count us out. And it just feels like they still have something left to prove, too. You know, it's not just, hey, we're going to ride off into the sunset and be content with our four chips. It's not just give us a chance and, you know, try and sneak in. It's like, no, they legitimately believe they can win a fifth.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And again, I have my doubts, but they've become must-watch television for the last 27 games of this regular season.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there. I'm looking forward to Friday's game against Sacramento. It's going to be one of these stretch runs where every game is going to be important. I'll tell you right now, they lose to Sacramento on Friday. It's a big loss. It's a it's a twofer game, essentially, because that's a team you're competing with. Frank Isola of ESPN was on with the morning show, and he was asked, do the Warriors have a title run in them?
I just don't know if they have enough size. That to me is the biggest issue with the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, the road that they would have to take to get to a finals is more difficult. I don't think it's impossible. I just don't think it's probable. Again, I do think they got better with the addition of Jimmy Butler, but it seems like every night in the Western Conference, you never get a night off. There's so many darn good teams. I know the Warriors still have to come east. I know they still have a trip where they play both. They'll be in New York for a while where they play both New York teams. So the schedule, to me, doesn't help them. I do think they can make a run. I don't have the faith in the team to win a championship, though.
All right, that's Frank Isola. And that's kind of where I'm at. If Draymond, yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think so much of Draymond's basketball intelligence that I feel like I got to leave the door open just a crack now. You know, rather than say they have no chance, say, well, they're probably not going to win. You know what I mean? Because maybe they got something in them that nobody thinks they do, except the hardcore Warrior fans.
Well, yeah, Draymond Green believes it, but I don't think it, like, Steiny.
Yes.
Backtrack 12 days, February 6th. If All right. nothing happens at the deadline,
yep.
do you think we hear Draymond Green go on national television and say we're going to win the title? I do not.
No, I don't either. And even though he probably knew back then he was going to be doing all this all-star stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
but I agree with you.
I think Draymond is like any great entertainer and new member of the media. He's got his takes planned out. He knows what he's going to go up there and say. He has belief behind it. He knows it's as much a game, I think, on TV as it is to him. But, like, he knows what he's going to say. I don't think that he knew that he was going to say that until Jimmy Butler got to the Warriors. And it's not as if they acquired prime Kevin Durant. You know, but it's the most impactful trade that they've made since Andrew Wiggins joined the Warriors.
Yes.
You know, and
it may be bigger than that one.
Well, I think it is. That's what he's saying. Because yeah. remember, when Wiggins got here, we didn't know what was going to happen to this franchise. Klay was hurt. Poole hadn't emerged yet. Curry was still incredible. But there's no way you could have foreseen what he was going to help the Warriors accomplish in 2022. And I think Draymond is maybe trying to set the stage for what Jimmy Butler can now help the Warriors do in 2025, which is try and make a run at a fifth title for these guys.
I mean, let me ask you this, and let me ask Warrior fans this, because I hear this a lot. Well, the West is wide open. There's no team in the West that's scared. And I get there might not be one dominant team, but I still look at the Warriors as, you know, they're going to have to beat, you know, OKC or Denver or Memphis. Then they're going to have to beat OKC, Denver, or Memphis. And then they're going to have to beat maybe the Lakers or somebody else. And it feels like one of those teams, there might not be a favorite or a juggernaut.
Well, there is.
In the East.
Oh, in the East.
Do you think there's one in the West?
Yeah, it's clearly OKC.
So you don't...
Now, the thing they don't have is experience.
Right.
But if this team, let's say the Denver Nuggets right now were doing the kinds of things that the Oklahoma City Thunder are doing,
right?
I think they would be the clear favorite. Like, the only thing they lack is pedigree. They are statistically right now on pace to be one of the best teams in NBA history, and they haven't even had their second best player, arguably, for the majority of the season. Like, the Thunder are pretty freaking good, and they have laid waste to top teams time and time again. The Warriors have gotten them, most recently at Chase Center, but OKC's clearly the favorite in the West.
No, and they are, obviously. But I think because of their youth and because they got beat in the second round last year, and they had the best record in the league last year, didn't they? Or first or second, they were up there. But anyway.
Yeah. No, I think they did.
Yeah, and they lost in the second round. But they're a team that I think a lot of other teams look at. I don't know what their record is, probably 45-8 or something like that. But I think people hold their experience against them, and they look at OKC as a team that, you know, they could stumble just because they're so young and they did last year, whereas maybe they're the team that gets over the hump this year. But I mean, if the Warriors play the Oklahoma City Thunder in a seven-game series, I don't know what's going to happen.
No, but I mean, if I had to choose, you know, that's not a team that I would want to play early. But again, it's the Warriors feel like that they have a chance to beat anybody. And that's not something they felt like before, certainly. So, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe, like, if they lost that game to Houston right after the heels of losing the game to the Mavericks, would this still be the same case? I'm not sure. But a 3-1 start is a really good thing to build on. And, you know, you're right that the rest of the Western Conference is kind of full of, like, imperfect squads. I don't know. If the Celtics were in the West, would we feel this way? Maybe not. But almost because of how much parity there's been in title winners. There hasn't been a back-to-back champion since the Warriors. So in a way, the league is, I think, kind of seen as wide open because every single year in the 2020s, it's been a different team.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. And what do you think about Draymond Green saying that this team is going to win the title? And, like here's what I went through my mind when he said that. All right. So pre-Draymond Green saying what he said, I'm thinking if somebody said, "Sign it, can the Warriors win the title?" I no, they can't win the title. How come? Well, because their three best players are all 35 or older, and they would have to play 6 to 8 weeks of great basketball in the playoffs. They would have to win four series, and I just don't see them doing that. But then I'm thinking, well, you know what? There are no back-to-backs in the playoffs. So the Warriors won't have to play any back-to-backs in the playoffs. And then you start putting their experience out there, and, you know, I still have my gut feeling is maybe they could win a round, but I'm skeptical that they can put something together for, you know, 6-8 weeks, which is what they're going to have to do, and from where they're going to have to come from. They're still going to have to come from 6, 7, or 8, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, what excites me is that it feels like this is the cleanest slate they've had since the championship, you know, just because the year after was the punch.
Right.
Last season, it was all about Klay's contract and other things that didn't have to do with basketball. But to me, this is now, it's almost like expectations have been sort of reset for them. And I realize that they're 10th and they're a game above 500. But that messaging over the weekend from Draymond, it was almost like it's a brand new season.
Yeah,
We got juice now that we didn't have before. And the shot in the arm is Jimmy Butler III.
Yeah, and listen, the one thing that this trade has done is it has made the Warriors an unknown again. I mean, I think we knew who and what the Warriors were before they got Jimmy Butler. And I think we all felt like that was a 500 team. Maybe a little bit better if they got clicking. But now you look at this team, and who can rightfully say where they think this team is going? Nobody. We have no idea where this team's going or what they're capable of. And that's the part that I'm really looking forward to. I have an idea of what can happen. I think they're going to be better in the second half. And I think they got a shot to sneak into the playoffs and maybe ... But where do you guys fit in now with the Golden State Warriors? And certainly, they've become so much more fun of a watch that it's going to make the last 6 weeks a heck of a lot of fun. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was brought to you by MB Jesse Painting.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana.
feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.